The crack opened into a small, round cave. A fire pit ringed with cinder blocks took up the center space. Beside it crouched Paolo himself, wild gray hair sticking up at all angles, knobby knees bent practically to his ears, as he held something dark to his mouth and crunched noisily. He was skinny and long-limbed, clothed in tattered rags. From this distance, lit only by firelight, Paolo seemed human, but Han knew better. No one had any idea what species the old fellow was, or where in the galaxy he'd come from, but he was certainly not human. Han crept past, toes light, breath measured and soft. The ball of his left foot dislodged a bit of gravel. It was the slightest sound, hardly noticeable at all. But Paolo whirled, baring sharp teeth. The creature's eyes glowed molten gold around slitted pupils, like those of a venomous snake. Han froze. His mind told him to flee, but his instincts were commanding him to stay put, that running was the worst thing he could do. Han always trusted his instincts. They'd kept him alive more than once. They stared at each other for the space of several breaths. When in doubt, brazen it out, was Han's motto. So he forced a cheerful smile and said, "Hey there, pal." The creature frowned.
"Not pal,"
he said.
"Paolo."
His voice was raspy and thin. Han blinked.
"Right. My mistake. Anyway, your breakfast smells
like rotting fish boiled in bad ale.
Really delicious."
Paolo's glowing eyes narrowed.
"Won't share. Can't make me."
Han put up his hands.
"No problem. I've got breakfast waiting for me back at the lair. Lady Proxima's probably getting worried by now."
All lies, of course. Proxima didn't give a rat's whisker about him or anyone, but Paolo didn't need to know that.
"Just heard there was a fellow down here. Wanted to stop by and, say hi. Introduce myself. I'm Han."
"Han,"
Paolo repeated.
"Yep, that's me. And you're Paolo. See? We're friends now."
The fire crackled while Paolo considered this. He took another bite and chewed, his eyes never leaving Han's face. Han peered carefully at the thing in Paolo's hands. Whatever he was holding had legs. Lots of legs. At least it wasn't a human body part.
"Well, I'd better be on my way," Han said at last. "Or Proxima will come looking for me. Nice meeting you, Paolo."
He began to back away from the crack in the wall.
"Wait, Han."
Han froze. In a plaintive tone, the creature said,
"You visit again?"
Sure. Of course."
Paolo sneered, showing his pointed teeth. No, he was smiling.
"See you soon,"
he said.
"You bet," Han replied.
He waved jauntily and fled down the corridor toward the White Worm lair. The guard at the gate seemed disappointed when Han slipped through at the last minute, just before he had a chance to lock it. He'd been right to trust his luck.